Trista and Jack with your 11 a.m. Z-Lines. Kamala Harris is set to speak at a conference on the Gold Coast at the end of May. The Australasian Real Estate Conference is set to host the former vice president and Democratic presidential nominee as one of its key speakers. The event, founded by McGrath Estate Agent CEO John McGrath, is set to have a number of speakers, including Olympians, entrepreneurs, and real estate brokers from around the world. This is set to be Harris's first Australian appearance since her defeat to Donald Trump in the 2024 presidential election. In more local news, Star Entertainment failed to secure a $940 million funding lifeline from an investment company, putting it on the brink of collapse yet again. Investment companies Salter Brother Capital and relevant third parties have confirmed today that they are withdrawing their $1 million refinancing proposal. Star was given weeks to secure the deal after they've cut a deal with its Brisbane casino partners to hand over the casino for $35 million and also increase exposure for its Gold Coast branch. In national news, New South Wales health doctors will be taking the streets for a three-day strike to protest against unsustainable workloads and chronic understaffing. Australian Salaried Medical Officers Federation stated that thousands of doctors will be absent from work from April 8th. The union said they want the New South Wales government to address chronic understaffing at emergency departments and critical care units. There has yet been no comments from Health Minister Ryan Park.
In more national news, difficulties in accessing National Disability Insurance Scheme funding is hampering many Australian families from providing support for children with autism. Researchers from the University of South Australia have found that significant barriers to NDIS support exist, with the delays in accessing resources impacting children's development. Lecturer at the University of Australia, Deborah Price, says urgent action is needed to reform the system. Dr. Price says that while families who have access to NDIS funding have reported positively, many children are missing out on the personalized learning and support that helps them build deep connections with educators. In international news, New Zealand Greens MP Benjamin Doyle will not return to Parliament for the rest of the week following numerous threats. This follows after Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters brought attention to the Greens MP's personal Instagram account, Bible Belt Bussy. The Deputy Prime Minister questioned if comments made on the account were appropriate.
What does Bussy Galore mean? What does it mean with all those photographs? Why have the 52 posts been taken down? Have you seen them?
Rainbow community members and MPs have rallied to the Greens MP's defence following the uptick in threats. For your weather, Brisbane is rainy with heavy rain expected throughout the week. It is currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.